Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Janice Hartley of Keefe Real Estate, your lakefront and lakes area real estate specialist. Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
What a fine Sunday morning this is. I say that every Sunday.
Yes, you do. But it really is a hot weekend.
It is. It is. Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So when your grandkids come over, if they're in trouble at home, are they also in trouble at your house?
Heck no. No. It's not going to fly.
I had a request this weekend from my grandson to come over. And I said, I have a feeling he's in trouble. because
he's starting to figure that out. Old enough to do that.
Oh, he works over his Nana big time. Somebody may be wrapped around somebody else's little finger. I won't divulge who is who.
I love it.
But I think that I didn't ask, but I think he was probably grounded at home. And when he's grounded at home, that's home's problem, not mine.
It really is.
He's not grounded at Nana's. He didn't do anything wrong. Will he ever.
And you don't need those problems between.
I do not.
Just keep at home.
Let's face it. When you ground your child, it's really more of a punishment for you. Because now you can't go anywhere and you can't do anything and because you got to watch the grounding. And
it's so true. I used to hate that, seriously, when my kids were little. Like, just be good. I have a feeling that you just give them a look.
I absolutely.
The look would be, that's it. Mm-hmm. You are grounded. Look, you know, so.
And sometimes the look would happen and then they would know that when they got home. Yeah.
It's going to hit the fan. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that Logan is there with you and having a great weekend. Sorry about that, Lisa. But they know.
Lisa doesn't listen because she knows.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask him. I don't really care. I don't know how he could. He's perfect. So.
He is. All grandkids are perfect.
I know. I don't know what the kind of problems the parents have.
How quickly we forget.
I know.
I'm telling you, becoming a grandparent, if anybody is so upset about that, like they think they're getting older or...
Doesn't it keep you younger?
It does.
Because you got to keep up with them.
Absolutely.
And you always...
Yes, you do.
Trust me when I tell you, stay one step ahead of those babies. Mm-hmm. Because they're smarter these days.
I know it.
They're tricky. And it's not smarter, it's trickier.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the boys are. I had two girls, and so they were just dramatic. You know, everything was devastating. Katie, one time, she was like 5, and I looked up, and she's supposed to be eating her McDonald's, and I look up, and she's got her hand in her head, and I said, Katie, what's wrong? And she says, if I just had some ketchup.
Oh.
And I'm like, horror. Certainly.
The horror. Let me get that for you.
And she's like, if I just have some ketchup.
It's funny that we're talking about this because of the people that we have on the show today.
Right. Right. Because, yes, good segue. Because we, thanks for getting me back on track.
No, it's just, I was thinking about that.
Ruthann Morava is going to come and talk to us about New Beginnings. So we know this organization as the Association for the Prevention of Family Violence. They're changing the name to New Beginnings, and they have a fundraiser coming up. And so we're going to talk to them about that. And then Deputy Dan Nelson's here from the Sheriff's Department. We're going to talk about...
National Night Out, which is Tuesday night.
And the car seat safety check that's coming up that everybody needs to take a look at.
No kidding. Car seat. Speaking of grandkids,
they're all installed wrong.
Oh my gosh! I was moving my youngest granddaughter's car seat to my car. Trying to work those, it's like a whole new contraption.
Yeah,
you know, from when my kids were little. So,
and some cars have the different latches and the seats for the different new things on the car seats, and some of them don't. And so, what do you do if you don't? If your car's older or whatever? And I'm going to guess that they will also help you with some information about boosters, because that's just as important. When is the right time to take the kids in and out of boosters? And I'm sure if you come to that car seat safety check, they'll have information about that too.
Right.
But in the meantime, Dan's going to talk to us about both of those events. But coming up next, Ruthann Morava, she's going to talk to us about New Beginnings right here on Lake 96.1. really exciting to have this next guest on, just because everything that you kind of count on in life, and those you know, those things that you know that there that exist to fall back on, if you have an issue or, you know, some kind of problem in your life, you know, this county has a great system of resources to help people in need. And it's always nice to see just little changes here and there and little tweaks. And we have a great organization here in Elkhorn called the Association for the Prevention of Family Violence. But now they kind of have a new name. And so New Beginnings is the new name. And Ruth Ann Morava is here to talk to us about the new name and some events that are coming up.
Right.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So, New Beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Where did New Beginnings, why are we changing the name? I think it's great because I think it's inspirational.
Exactly. Right.
But what was the thought behind that?
The organization was funded 40 years ago, and it started out as a group of people that came together as an association, mm-hmm. someone from the Department of Human Services, someone from the police department. So it was kind of a consortium. So it was called an association for prevention of family violence, because right. That's what all of these people specialized in. It's kind of a long name to say.
Right.
And it's a hard name to remember.
And right. then when you just say APFV.
APFV gets
mixed
up. They're going to
ask you what it is anyway.
APFV gets mixed right. up all the time, too.
Right.
They can't get the letters straight. So we're after 40 years, we've decided that we need to have a name that's more recognizable, something that people can associate with a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Branding so, is
branding.
What you're doing.
Yes.
That's exactly
we're trying
right.
to rebrand.
Mm-hmm.
Since it's been around for 40 years, but very few people actually know that it exists and what the services are that they offer.
Mm-hmm.
So this will, families in crisis need a fresh start.
That's, yeah.
Absolutely.
Hopefully.
Makes
perfect
yes.
sense.
It does.
Makes perfect sense. So tell us a little bit about what the association does, because it's still an association. It's just being mm-hmm. rebranded with this New Beginnings name,
yes.
which I think, like I said, is just mm-hmm. awesome. So tell us how you mm-hmm. bring families to the New Beginnings.
Well, the organization provides help for victims and survivors and people that have experienced any kind of violence or abuse in their homes or personally experienced it. They help people from ages 5 to 85. And it doesn't have to be any kind of a recent experience either. We've got seniors that have experienced abuse as youngsters mm-hmm. or young adults that are finally getting the help that they need.
Well, sure, because if you don't have that closure, or and it's not even closure because you can never have closure from
right.
family violence. But it, you know, if you don't have that, you know,
if you don't
counseling, right? You address mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. then you pass it along generation after generation in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You how you've taught your children to deal with things, how you've
You're
maybe
right.
neglected to teach your children, even adult children. And so, I mean, it's so important at no matter what age it happened, no matter what age you are now, mm-hmm. to just go and talk to someone, mm-hmm. to make sure you're okay.
And we're there for counseling as well as legal advocacy. We assist victims and survivors with going to court. We're with them there. We go with them on the SANE exams if there is some kind of a sexual assault. And we're there. All the counseling, all of the services is free and confidential. All you need to do is call us up and we'll be right there next to you.
And you're on it. You're on it like 24/7.
Yes.
I have a friend that
yes.
has volunteered. I think she's still volunteering, but she volunteered. And you get calls mm-hmm. whenever, yes. wherever, and it's all over the county. Do you serve anything but Walworth County, or I mean, because I know you probably have to go.
Right now, it's just Walworth County.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. If something, but I think she was on a call one time where it happened elsewhere. Maybe. And so I would just happen to be with her and she's like, I'm so sorry, I have to go. And she had to go to Janesville because that's where the person was.
Mm-hmm.
But the crime, the incident had happened here in Walworth County. And so it was just
it's a little crossover there.
Yeah. So she had to, you know, and so but it was just amazing to watch, you know, the phone calls and nope, I'll be there. And this is what we need to do. And this is the situation. And I don't know the situation because it's all, you know, like it's all protected. She didn't tell
it's
me
all
any
private.
Of that. But just the just to watch somebody go into action on behalf of someone else like that was just it's moving sometimes to see humans actually helping other humans with good hearts. And that's what this that's what New Beginnings does. And so but you have to be funded.
Yes, we do.
You need money. I mean, it's you know, this is not something that people pay for, but you still have to have phones for people to call you and offices for people to talk to you at. And so you guys have a new, not a new, this is the sixth annual, but a, an upcoming event, Victory Over Violence, Walk or Paddle to End Abuse. It's on August 18th. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about this, how we can walk or we can paddle.
Well, it all started about 6 or 7 years ago when I was looking at all the kayakers and the canoe people that were out on the lake. It was it's such a hot thing now, and I thought, you know, we need to we need to somehow tap into the lake.
Right.
And so I thought, okay, let's just have some kind of a walk or a paddle around the lake. But even to make it a little more interesting, we have a poker run associated with it also. So you start at Wesley Woods Retreat Center in Williams Bay, and you end there also. You start there. There are places that you can go right down to the lake and take your paddleboard or your kayak or your canoe. Someone will help you into the water. And then you stop at different piers. There's seven different piers that you stop and you pick a drawing card. And the checkpoint person will write off, you know, your card down.
Right, exactly.
And at the end of the route, you can either go 3 miles and pick five different cards for your poker hand, or you can go all the way around Williams Bay, all the way to almost Cedar Point, and then back again to Wesley Woods, so that you can have seven cards, which gives you a better chance of getting a better poker.
Yes,
hand.
Absolutely. Oh. This sounds so much fun.
It's really
like
fun.
I've been on motor, you know, with motorcycle poker runs, but never water. So this is like a great twist on that, and a great use of our natural resources.
So it's $35 to participate.
Correct.
You can register at active.com or apfvwalworth.com or just call New Beginnings APFV at 723-4653. Now, when they register, well, first of all, could you have found a more beautiful place?
It's been
to hold
we've
this?
Been very lucky.
I mean,
we've had good weather the
and
last
you've had good weather
years.
Every time.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. You
and
know,
I think
do
it's
you look at the Farmer's Almanac?
No.
Because that's how we it's plan not. Stuff seriously it's we do and we have not been wrong yet. Farmer's Almanac, I swear by it. I'm not kidding. Anyway, go ahead.
It's really important that we start early in the morning too because Lake Geneva does get so busy.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So, registration begins at 7 o'clock. You can register on site also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
So you need to start the event in between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. in order to be done by around 11.
Mm-hmm.
It probably takes about 2 hours if you do the complete 6 mile walk around the entire bay and then back to Wesley Woods. So we make sure that people are out by 9 o'clock so that they're back by 11. And at 11, there's a continental breakfast. The United Church of Christ in Williams Bay provides pastries and yogurts and you know refreshments afterward. And
awesome.
Then, of course, there are prizes. For the best poker hands.
Exactly. Ooh. Sounds like a really good event with the funds going, obviously, to a very good resource, New Beginnings. So the sixth annual, Victory Over Violence, I think that's something I could get behind for sure.
Well, yeah. Yep. Would you paddle or would you walk?
I would walk, definitely. Otherwise, no one needs to rescue this out of the water. I would definitely be walking.
We're going to have to try it. The stand-up paddle boarding sometime.
That is a really interesting vision in my, you know, that I have right here in my
of yourself?
Mind. Like not, no.
You with Pippi
you know
Pretzel
it's...
Pot Pie and whatever that other dog's name is of yours.
Yeah, my three dogs. Yeah,
Pippi. Oscar. I'll take Oscar because Oscar's like a boat and I can just
he
run,
really
you
is.
Know, right.
Yeah.
So just float on him everywhere. But have you, now, Ruthann, have you ever done this? Have you ever paddled or do you walk
I
the thing?
Have tried to use a paddleboard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's no?
Very, it's pretty difficult in my opinion.
I think
See?
Probably. It looks so easy and
I know
relaxing.
They make it no. look so easy.
And especially for this route, if you plan on using a paddleboard for the walker paddle event, you probably shouldn't be a novice.
Right.
Because it is, it definitely is taxing.
Yes.
We've had people that have, you know, come in on their knees half, you know, after half of it. So because it's a long route.
Yeah. You want to know what my speed is?
My speed is
in the canoe with my husband paddling, with my sun hat on and a book and a margarita.
I like that.
Or on my pontoon boat. Like paddling, that's a lot of work. I like motors or other people moving my vehicular watercraft.
I think it's a good idea.
Just
that's why I'm going to stick with walking. So
I don't like to walk. So I don't know.
You don't fit a stroller.
I'm going to
ride. I don't know how that's going to work between golf cart.
I can't even go to the fair without a golf cart. But no, I mean, it's just this is a spectacular event. And you're right. Having it early on a Saturday morning, you get all the beauty of the lake. You get all the fun of the lake. You get all of that. But you don't get the crowd. Correct. Because if it's over by. So what time is it over, do you think?
11.
It's over by 11? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, that's the best part of the day.
It really is.
Seriously.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Then you have the rest of the day to spend time with family, do whatever you
need. That's right. That's right. You're going to feel so good after you participate in this, Melody.
I know it. I know, Nancy. Won't we feel great?
Oh, yeah.
I'll be looking for you, ladies. You know that.
Okay, perfect. Here's the. I think it's a good idea. You know what? I have used a women's shelter in Iowa before, and they were there when I needed them. And so thank you for everything that you do and to your staff and volunteers as well.
That's, you know, and one thing we haven't covered is the amount of work you guys are currently doing, because a subject we haven't even touched on, we touch on a lot of yucky, we'll call them, subjects on this show. And one of them being human trafficking in this area. And that's one of the things that you guys are a resource for people who are suffering, or people can, if someone thinks that they know of human trafficking, do they call you? Do they call the police officers first? How does somebody who suspects that activity really reach out to help the people that they suspect are victims?
Well, I think the first step would probably be to call New Beginnings and find out what they would recommend. What have you seen? And they could probably analyze it and see if they feel that it's something that warrants intervention with the police department.
Right. And this is always, and I'm sure you guys, this show is a huge, huge proponent and huge supporter of see something, say something. If you see a child that you suspect is abused, if you see a mom, if you see a guy, it doesn't matter. You know, if you think alcohol, drugs, any kind of abuse is affecting a family, pick up the phone and call. And if you don't want to call the police department for some reason, if you're scared to do that, call somebody like New Beginnings. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, because maybe you could say, yes, this is definitely, you know, sounds to us, this is definitely a bad situation. You know, your instincts are correct. Mm-hmm. Follow your instincts, but call someone. Call the police. Call
Reach
New
out.
Beginnings. This is what you guys are there for, to help. Not to hurt anybody, not to get anybody in trouble, but to get them out of the situation that they're in. And you guys have been successful. How many years did you say you've been doing
years,
this?
40 years, celebrating our Ruby anniversary.
Mm-hmm. 40 years.
And the other thing that I wanted to bring up, too, not only are we brick and mortar right now where you can come and see us, we help people relocate and get out of the environment.
Right.
And in order to do that, right now we have a campaign going, or we're just starting a campaign on building a new domestic violence shelter in Walworth County.
Awesome.
There is no shelter in Walworth County for victims of domestic violence. So we service over 700 domestic violence persons.
Right.
Whether they are someone that just observe it in their home, or if it's personally happened to them, 700 a year. A lot of these people need to get out of that situation immediately. So what we've had to do in the past is either try and find a relative, and that happens a lot. Because there isn't a shelter. Or we try to get him to one of the nearest shelters in one of the other counties. Well, sometimes that involves miles and miles.
Sure.
Taking them away from their support system that they do have here.
And it's scary anyway. and then to have to go, you know, to go somewhere mm-hmm. else mm-hmm. and
uprooting your children.
It's how a do very you get them to school? Situation.
How do you get mm-hmm. them to right?
Absolutely.
I mean, yes, and you're right. This county is in great need of a shelter like that. What is the plan?
Yeah. The plan is by 2020.
Okay.
We have a steering committee that's been working for over 2 years now. We have an architect. We are working on procuring a site that hasn't happened quite yet, but we're still working on that. Obviously, we've done the rebranding and worked very hard.
Yeah, and didn't you hold a contest for
the name? Yes,
for
we
the
did.
Name. I yes, entered one. Yes, I was like, oh, I didn't win, but I really like this name.
It says everything that we want.
It really, really does. Yes.
It does. You know, and going back to the shelter issue, taking somebody to a relative's or. To me, my first thought is that's a huge security issue. Mm. Like sometimes these folks need to be somewhere where somebody is not allowed to get in right. the door.
Absolutely.
That there's no way to get in that door yes. because it often fuels so much more anger that, you know, this person is trying to get out of the grips of the abuser. And so this county, we need that. You're yeah. absolutely
and
right.
And a hotel or a friend is a temporary solution.
Right.
It is.
We're trying to offer something that's going to get them on a new path.
Right.
Because they'll be right there where our counselors are. They'll be going to sessions. We'll be helping them with, whatever kind of court needs that they have.
And that's so important.
And we'll be right there with
right.
them.
Right.
Right.
For that support. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an incredible goal, and mm-hmm. thank you guys for pursuing mm-hmm. that. Whatever we can do to help, just let us know. Whenever mm-hmm. you have fundraisers, things like that, we will always throw our support behind something like that.
And we're always looking
like
for
that.
Volunteers
right.
for some of these fundraisers also.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So if you're not doing anything on August 18th, then you'd like to spend a couple hours out in the sunshine on Lake Geneva, give us a call at APFE, and I'll give you that number. It's 262-723-4653 and we'll take your name and number, and maybe we can meet you on the shore path, and you can pass out one of our playing cards.
There
you go.
Sounds
great.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. The 6th annual Victory Over Violence Walk or Paddle to End Abuse. It's a fundraiser for the APFV of Walworth County, also now known as New Beginnings, which is a fantastic name. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope to
absolutely.
See everyone there on Saturday.
Absolutely. Coming up next, Deputy Dan Nelson from the Walworth County Sheriff's Department. They've got a couple of things coming up. He's going to talk to us about that right here on Lake 96.1. Welcome back this morning here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1. So, Dan Nelson, he is a... Are you just a deputy? And I don't mean just a deputy, but like, aren't you like a sergeant or
a super deputy,
general or something?
Corporal.
A deputy patrol, day shifter.
That's an awesome, that's awesome though. And here's why, is because you get to do all these other things, right?
Yes. Yep.
You get to do, your passion is the community outreach kind of stuff, right?
Yes, and so I've been able to do the crime prevention with, like you said, gets me out in the public, out in the community, and yeah, I really enjoy that part of it.
Yeah, and so not having all these other things, you get to focus on what you like, which is, I think, important to anybody who's in especially a profession like yours, law enforcement, mm-hmm. you know, anything like that that's so stressful, is just you have to find that, you know, you have to find a way to do the things that you're passionate about, and you are teaching and young people and all these kind of things. And so you're here to talk about National Night Out. It's Tuesday, August 7th. We're going to be back at the fairgrounds. And before we get started, I have a story. Do you know how I celebrated the first National Night Out that you did a couple years ago?
I'm looking forward to hearing.
Caught myself on fire on the way into the fairgrounds.
True story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sure.
I did. Yeah. So I may or may not have a really bad habit. And I may or may not have dropped that habit into my lap. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what? What is that smell? And I'm pulling into the fairgrounds. I'm like, something at the fairgrounds is on fire.
I should not even laugh, but...
Yeah, I caught myself on fire. And I looked down, and lo and behold, it was me.
On fire.
On fire. And so, Melody...
Smoking.
Right.
You were smoking hot.
How many fire trucks did you see, like... Were they already set up waiting for you?
Well, funny that you mentioned men in uniform. Because if that's what you're going to do, it's not a bad place to set yourself on fire during
Melody
National
said.
Night Out, because there's so many first responders right there in uniform that can come to your rescue.
I put myself out.
Yes.
I really did. And then
by the time I got there, you had changed shirts.
I had changed clothes. The car smelled. So.
Well, we're looking at new demos every year, so we can work on that.
I know, right? This is how you put yourself out when you catch yourself on fire. So then Melody, in her, because she is forever so caring
yes.
about my life and when whether
True
or not
story.
I live or die or set myself on fire, she bought me a little fire extinguisher that I now have to carry nice. Around with me because I cannot live that down.
Very the fact nice. That,
right.
Because
so
not
she,
every night is National Night Out. Right? You do need help.
I'm not going nice. To always pull in to a fairground full of first responders when I've caught myself on fire, which apparently Melody thinks I must do on a regular
oh,
basis.
And you haven't had to use that, I hope, right?
Not yet.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Not yet, but hey, August 7th is coming up. And so I'm just fearful all the time.
Be careful.
About it. So yeah, so that's my story. That's how I started National Night Out the first time you had it at the fairgrounds. But in the meantime, one of the reasons why we have this at the fairgrounds is because everybody from Walworth County participates. The law enforcement, first responder, everybody in the whole county. So we need a big space.
Yep, exactly. Right in the center. Everyone knows where it is. Mm-hmm. Easy to advertise for it. And the people there are great. They tell them what we want. We have it, you know. And this year we...
Of course.
We have a little help.
And again, Melody might have a little insight on
yeah,
that.
A little bit. But when you guys ask, I'm assuming they're not the only ones that help out with, you know,
well,
with,
yeah.
with any type.
Is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I think
yeah.
this community is crazy about
yes.
its law enforcement officers and agencies. Yep. So what are we looking forward to this year at National Night Out?
Well, this year we started a little bit earlier. I think last we started at 5. This year we're going to start at 4 o'clock. When the gates open at 4 o'clock, our exhibitors will all be up and ready to go, and they'll be in the North Hall. And again, that's one of the benefits, because you don't know what the weather is going to be.
Right.
So when we are there, like, could we have a building? They're like, yep, North Hall, load it up. So we're going to have over 40 exhibitors in there.
Wow.
So that's going to open up at 4 o'clock. It's going to allow people to get there, kind of walk through there, because we're going to do something a little bit different this year. At around 6 o'clock, we're going to shut down the exhibit hall, shut down the food, and kind of get everyone into the grandstand for like our little opening ceremonies. We have a deputy who's going to be singing the national anthem.
Awesome.
I will not say who that is, but I can guarantee there's a lot of wives right now of deputies like, oh, I hope it ain't my husband. But so we're very, he's done it before. He's very
Hopefully
good at it.
There's one that's saying, thank God it's my husband.
Yeah, right. So we're looking forward to that. We'll have a few little opening remarks from Sheriff McNell and County Executive Brettel. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, we'll do our honor guard will be there on hand. The honor guard, they know when to open up ceremonies. They do the fair.
Sure.
They've been, unfortunately, very busy lately. They've been assisting in Milwaukee with the unfortunate events that there.
Right.
But it'll be neat for the community to see that we have this honor guard, because a lot of people don't realize, you know, what it is and what it's used for.
Mm-hmm.
It's run by Sergeant Brand. Deputies sign up for it mm-hmm. and get appointed to it, and then they go all over Wisconsin where needed for other,
awesome.
You know, fire departments, police departments. So, yeah, so we're going to have their help again with the national anthem. And then from there, we'll open up the demonstrations. We'll have the ever-famous K-9. Everyone loves that. We'll probably have a couple shows of that. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we're done with the national and we do the demos, then we'll open back up the exhibit hall. We'll let people go back out to the food stand.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of from there, it is what it is. We have demos going on, different parts of the fairgrounds on the track. It will be where the main grand opening is. And then later on, out on the midway, we have the don't shoot demo, which is a really eye-opening for a lot of people. Officer Hintz, from Whitewater PD, puts that on. He even volunteers to get tased, so people will be able to see that as well. Why he volunteers for it, I don't know. But he does it. But again, those are demonstrations that people normally don't see. They put the audience, we have members come in who volunteer, and we play the role as the police officer, kind of going through what we do. The officer, Jacob Hintz, is mm-hmm. the one who's kind of the perpetrator. And it really kind of switches things around of, you know, what it's really like. And again, the whole thing is about education.
It is.
Even
right.
the demo is turned into education on this is why we do what we do.
You know, we participate in Kids Day Out in Bloomfield Township
Great event.
Every year. Yeah,
Great event.
And I have participated in some of those, the felony demonstrations.
I've heard.
Uh-huh. And I've been arrested. Actually, one of the very first years I was on the in the local newspaper with my late 96.1 staff shirt on, handcuffed, being put into a police car.
That's encouraging.
That was awesome.
I hope they had the caption on the bottom explaining it was a demo.
Very small print.
Very small print.
Yeah, my boss was thrilled. Yeah,
people assumed.
Here's way to represent.
Caught a lot of
attention,
right?
And it's no mistaking who it is because of my hair. You know, like I have a ponytail and everything, but they're like, oh yeah, because, you know, the curly hair. And so there was no mistaking in the picture. That it was
well,
me.
And plus the back of your jacket has your last name on it, right?
No, this,
oh, this
years
is different.
Ago.
Oh, this is a different one.
Yet,
okay,
so I was not wearing Douglas on my.
Okay,
but nice. Those demonstrations are very eye opening. We've done drunk driving ones. We've done Serino and I 1 year kidnapped the chief's daughter over the internet. We also had a little side domestic dispute in the car, which was frowned upon, apparently. It wasn't scripted.
Was that added, like an extra bonus?
We got the look from Lori Domino. She's like, stop fighting.
It's not
extra credit.
Everybody's
looking in their notes like, why are they fighting? But it was all his fault, anyway.
Of course.
So... And interesting, he always volunteers to get shot.
Yeah.
I don't.
No. This will be the third year for Jacob Hinz doing that from Whitewater, and we'll let him do it.
We'll let him, yeah. Like, yep. This is, but it is so eye-opening to see things not just told to you and not on a video and not in a picture, but actually see, you know, we literally came around the corner, screamed and slammed on the brakes, you know, the cops, you know, I mean, all the commands, all the noises, them communicating with each other, their looks, their hand signals, just everything, the way they communicate with each other is very, very eye-opening, and it makes it less scary too for kids.
Absolutely.
If they just ever happen to be in that horrible situation or around it. And I think that these are imperative because you have to see how you guys are just absolutely trained in all the details.
Absolutely. And we even we're doing the Jaws for Life, where LaGrange Fire Department is coming down and they volunteer to bring a crew down and kind of go through if a car's in an accident, we need to get in, what to do. And not only do we just do it, but Chief Dave Nelson will be on the intercom explaining what his guys are doing, why are they bracing the vehicle. And exactly like you said, in the event that someone who's watching this would be in one,
right,
there's a little more understanding of, okay, I will be all right.
Right.
They're going to get the door open. I am going to get out.
Right.
And the same thing with our canine demos. He kind of explained that if you're near one and this is going on, what to do. Don't move. Don't become involved in it. And the other one we think is really neat, and it's been backed by popular demand, is we're having dodgeball with firefighters. Not just firefighters showing up in their normal clothes. They'll get suited up, their helmets, their mask, and they'll be out there playing, interacting with the kids. And the key thing with that is you talk about unfortunate events. If there's ever a house fire, you're scared to begin with, and now you got this guy coming in with a mask and a tank that looks like something out of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to witness that and be part of that, high five them when they're done, it's all education.
Right.
I mean, entertaining, fun,
right,
but education as well.
Right. You know, we've talked before about training people for the shootings.
Yep.
Mass shootings in a school or in a building or in an office or whatever, and how, you know, my theory has always been we have to make this as realistic as possible. There are a lot of people that don't even know what gunshots sound like.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that don't, that you have to understand that when the police come in and clear out a building or do this or do that, it's going to be loud. They're going to be shouting at each other. They're going to be shouting at you. There's going to be direct commands. There's going to be you are going to be scared. And the same thing with the Jaws of Life. It's loud.
Yep.
It is very loud. Their glass will break.
Mm-hmm.
Metal will crunch. Things will fly. You will be covered up to protect you. You will be and so seeing that, you're exactly right. Like, you would at least you have a little bit of what to expect. It's not going to calm your fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If that
Absolutely.
Ever happens to you, you're still going to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
Still going to freak you out. But at least you have seen it before, and there's a small level of comfort in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it's imperative that you guys do these things.
Yeah,
all
and
over.
That's why, I mean, we sell it as entertainment. They're out there, but in the long run, it all comes back to, like you said, you know, situational awareness. Okay, I've seen this before.
Right.
Everything will be okay.
Right. I think it's just awesome. Now, what about booths and things? You said that the North Hall is going to be filled with people. Who all is joining us for that?
We have organizations from all over. We got Aurora, who's one of our big sponsors. They're going to be set up there. Thriven Financial, who really stepped up. They created a level of donation that we didn't even have advertised. So they're a big part of it. They're one that really makes this possible. And when we're expecting 3,000 people, which is double from last year,
right.
We needed that. So that is good. But we got companies coming in doing haircuts. Back when the Treehouse had their safety fair, that was one of the things that was a big hit. And then we're working with the Treehouse. So we're going to have four people there providing haircuts.
Hmm.
Could be for people that maybe...
can't
normally may not be able to have that on
right.
a normal basis.
Right.
So they're going to be there. Then we got just everything from security systems and housing, companies like that, human services, talking about what they provide. Obviously, the Treehouse will be there with a booth.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk it through, and a lot of them is going to bring you'll be given a little goodie bag when you walk in, when you register, because you're also going to be given a ticket that we want you to fill your name out and phone number on for the kids.
I was going to say, a ticket?
Yeah.
That's
sorry.
Everybody's worst fear now.
Apparently that was a trigger word for Nancy. Yeah. But yeah, this will be a good
ticket.
A raffle ticket, because they'll be put their name on it, and we got companies that are coming up. We didn't even start asking for this, but hey, we got these bikes. So Walmart from Delavan, Whitewater, and Lake Geneva are donating bikes. We're going to have six for sure. We still have more coming in.
Sure.
Lake Geneva Canopy Tours donated a couple zip lines. So we're going to have a little area that after you get this ticket and kind of get registered, get your bag to put everything in, you walk up, put your name in, and put in what you want. And we're going to have raffles that available too.
Awesome.
And the key thing is, it's completely free. And that's one of the few things in the area that we can really pride on is you walk into the fairgrounds, don't bring a wallet, don't bring anything. Everything's free.
It's free.
The food is donated through companies and businesses. And
how generous.
It is.
That's
it's just
cool.
A really fun event.
Right. But it sounds like if we're going to expect almost double the amount of people there, you better get there early.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we moved it up a little bit early from 4 o'clock. So it'll start at 4. Like I said, there'll be a brief shutdown when we do our opening ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything will open up. It'll probably be what I call the biggest touch a truck in the area, because we're going to have, this is the first year, if everything works out, I know sometimes scheduling happens where they can't, but we're going to have a representative from every department in Walworth County there.
Awesome.
Last year, we came up a little shy because of things that happened with the department. They weren't able to make it.
Well, and, emergencies.
Absolutely.
Hello. I'm sorry that your house is on fire,
yep.
But we're going to sit over here for a couple. We'll be back. Yeah, that can't happen. So
we're going to have law enforcement, all the police cars on one side, fire on the other side. If we invite departments to bring special tools, our Bearcat, which is a big fan of people to come and take a look at.
That's so impressive.
Exactly. And we threw an invite to all the tow companies that work with us in the county.
Nice.
Show up. We have a spot for you. Bring your equipment. And again, it's education. The highway shop is bringing one of their biggest plows out, and they're going to help advertise, kind of show how big it is, because people don't realize when you're driving down a road and you, okay, I'll just pass the plow. There's more to it than what you see.
Right.
So it'll be laid out there, and in kind of the information about how much a distance you need. And these are people, again, that as we're starting in our third year, are keep coming to us, like, we want to do this. And if we're getting more and more people, we want to add to it. Which also makes me want to talk about the run that we got coming up this year.
Yeah, so that's new.
Yep, that is new.
Yeah.
It's a 5K run, 1 mile walk. We have the path all set up. It'll all be on the fairgrounds property.
Okay.
And when you come in, a lot of them are pre-registered. If we were hoping for 50, we're up to 48 as of Friday, Thursday when I last checked. And we welcome walk-ups from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock. You're welcome to come in. Hey, it's a good day. I want to run. We're going to have a registration booth right by the entrance. Sign up for that. And that is a small fee. That's a $25 entry fee for the run.
Right.
And just to help cover the expenses and any extra money on that will go towards the Walworth County Crime Stopper program, especially for the tip submitting program to help fund that. So it's not like we're out there to make money on this. That'll be the only thing you have to pay for if you want to do that. Again, but the run was something different. We wanted to add to it. This is our third year. And the neat part is when we do our opening ceremony, everyone's going to send off the runners down the track.
Oh,
and that's where
cool.
The run starts out. Yep.
So, oh, cool.
What a cool start for the runners.
And then a 1 mile walk if you want to participate. And you can check on that. Go on to our website on Facebook. Just search Walworth County National Night Out, and it'll have information on how to register for that. You can do that right up to or show up the day of. If you feel the weather's good, you want to do it, we can take it right up to the very last moment.
That's excellent. Awesome. That's awesome. When you have these events, you do. You have to find things to add, but that's a great one.
Yes.
That's a great one, especially this time of the year, and the fairgrounds are so pretty and all green and cleaned up and everything, getting ready for the fair. So that'll be a nice night and lots of stuff to do for the kids. So one other thing we want to talk about, too, though, is, okay, so wait, go back. National Night Out, Tuesday, August 7th. We're going to start at 4:30 this year, right?
4 o'clock.
I mean, 4 o'clock. Yep. Till 8:30.
Till 8:30.
That's where my 30 came.
And if you stick around at 8:15, we have it set up what we call the display of lights. Any emergency vehicle there at 8:15 is going to flip their lights on.
Oh.
So it'll be just getting dark enough. Unfortunately, it's getting darker sooner. So it'll be dark enough where that'll kind of be a nice little send-off. Thank you for everybody coming. Walk, you know, as I escort out, because we'll be closing the grounds at 8:30.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So I'm still not allowed to have lights and sirens, not even for that?
Well, there's other departments there who may not know that yet. They may give in to your asking, so
they're
check
not.
Out.
Nobody
yeah,
will.
They all know you.
Countywide, they're like, no. She'll use
You're
them.
Lobbying for that.
I know. I'm in a hurry to get to Culver's. They won't do it. I know. Chief Rasmussen here in Lake Geneva is rolling his eyes as we speak because I mention it every week. And he's like, no. And Venetian Fest is coming up. So I see him.
He'll be seeing you,
And he's,
so if he starts V-lining, I know, Nancy must be there.
Yeah, Nancy, right? She's asking for lights and sirens again. Hey, I didn't ask for a badge. Okay.
Well, maybe after you get your lights, that could happen.
Melody just feeds my...
And while you did bring up the Chiefs, I do want to take this time to thank all of them because we, at the beginning of the year when we start planning, we opened it up to the Chiefs. If you got someone that you can send as a representative for the committee, and we got, I believe, 13 out of the 17 departments. And these are, some of these are smaller departments, manpowers. They let them come up to the meetings. They help organize it. So a special thank you to all the Chiefs for allowing that and the time and that. I feel it important because it really is. It's kind of a get together. This is what we're about. You know, come and celebrate with us.
Well, and we thank you for doing this because this is a big undertaking, and it really is. But it's so necessary to have that upfront, interaction and those relationships with people, especially kids. Especially kids. We have got to stop making kids think that cops and firefighters and first responders in general are people that you should not be friends with at all cost. You must have good relationships with law enforcement. Period. End of story. They are our protection.
Protection.
Hands down.
Right.
And no matter what, even if you're in trouble, they will keep you, hopefully, from getting in more trouble. Still protection. Okay. And so we have to get these kids, in this 100% mind frame, that we need to be friends with police officers, firefighters, ambulance drivers, medics, all of these people, all of them, doctors, everybody. These are our protectors. And so this goes a long way.
Yes, absolutely.
A very long way. So thank you, really, for organizing it and everybody that helps you out, because this is just a necessary community event. Another necessary community event we're going to touch on real quick is car seat safety.
Yes.
And the Sheriff's Department is part of this, but it's here in Lake Geneva in a few weeks, the car seat safety check.
Yeah, we're very very honored that here in Walworth County we'll be hosting the Governor Conference for Traffic and Highway Safety. One of the few, I think it's the first time ever here in here at Lake Geneva. They normally hold it in Wisconsin Dells, Madison, Green Bay, Appleton, the bigger cities than that. Well, part of that is that conference is basically anybody and everybody who is traffic safety, from law enforcement to tow truck drivers to DOT planners, road planning, and it kind of gets everybody in one spot. Well, one of them, another group that it is included, are the child passenger safety seat inspectors.
Right.
They come in, we probably got over 100 of them that come in from all over the state, because this is their opportunity. They earn CEUs that they need to maintain their certification. They come through, they get vendors and car seat companies come in, talk about new products. We talk about new laws that are in place. So it's a really great venue for that. Well, additionally, what they do is, as long as they have everybody in one spot, they have one great big car seat event. And it's really benefit to the technicians, because we need In order to maintain that certification, we got to do a car seat check with a certified instructor watching us, making sure that while we're teaching people how to put their car seats in, we know how to do it ourselves. Right. So this event here, we got, I believe, 30 technicians signed up. They weren't sure if they were even going to have the event because they didn't know if Lake Geneva was big enough. I worked with them, Children's Hospital of Wisconsin and Wisconsin DOT. I met with Assistant Chief Ryan Derricks. Mm-hmm. Assistant Chief, right? I didn't demote him or promote him or anything.
Yeah, it's I believe it is.
Sorry, Ryan, if I got that wrong. But he was a big part of it. I mean, I went to him saying, this is what we want to have. We'd like to have it in cover in case it rains. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what do you need? We brought the people from Children's Hospital down. We showed them the facility at the Lake Geneva Firehouse here, and they're like, this is great.
Right. Nice.
So, we, like I said, we're going to have 30 techs there and probably five or six instructors watching over, but now I need people's help because if we only have five or six cars show up, it's not going to be intended. Dun, dun. And the worst part is there's a lot more car seats that are not installed correctly. We talk about this a lot, how now only 8 out of 10 are installed wrong. Something as simple as a strap that is turned so that the buckle is in backwards, it'll fit, but it's not designed to secure right. that mm-hmm. way. So in event of a crash, that buckle would be more likely to come loose quicker. So the importance is there, but even more in the importance is I really need the community to step up. August 21st from 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock at the Lake Geneva Firehouse. If you got one car seat, great. If you got two, great. If you got three or four, we really need you because we can have three people or four people get signed off on that. So we're going to be having a big push here in the community in the next month, and I really thank you guys for allowing me to present this. And at 3 o'clock till 6 o'clock, August 21st at the Lake Geneva Firehouse, if you go to the Walworth County Sheriff's Department, we have a flyer online, and that will have a phone number that you can register ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Because if you show up, if you show up and there's a big line, we don't want you to think, I don't have time and leave.
Right.
You can schedule a time. You'll be guaranteed pulling at that time. You get to pull in right where you need to. We'll go through. And the key thing with this, too, is it's interactive. This isn't where you pull up, you jump on your phone, check stuff, and we put the seat in. This is where we help teach you what to look for because there's going to be a time where you're taking that car seat out, you're putting in grandma and grandpa's car, then you're putting it back. So it's more of a lesson in that, but I really need as many people to show up as possible for that.
I was doing that with my own grandkids' car seats, you know, and mm-hmm. they've sure changed.
Yep.
And they continue to do so.
And cars change.
Right. Yep.
Because now you have the anchors for those, the hook things, mm-hmm. and you have where it goes over the back and you hook it in. And I know my husband asked, what's this one for? You know, well, that's a cargo thing in the back. And I'm like, no, that's not.
Exactly.
Honey, I have a car. I don't have a truck. I don't need to strap cargo down in the Jeep.
But
it's
unfortunately,
for the children.
Unfortunately, some of them do put that strap onto a plastic cargo because they think, oh, there's a hook there. And now you lose all that support.
Now you're
breaking things even more in event of a crash. There's so many little things mm-hmm. in that. And we, like I said, here's this great opportunity we have locally. Mm-hmm. You know, come on out.
Utilize it. And, yep.
and how to make it tight. Like, I am small enough that I can, like, kneel mm-hmm. in the car seat and pull all mm-hmm. the straps. And so when it's pushed down into the seat. So when I get back out, like, it's, like, concreted in there because, mm-hmm. but not everybody can. You know, not everybody can do that. And so you have to know, you know, it can't jiggle. It can't, you know, my daughter won't put her babies in winter coats anymore when they're in the car seats.
And nor are you supposed to.
Right.
And that's a lot of people.
And I didn't know that.
Yep.
And I'm like, come on, if the thing is up high enough and it's all fixed mm-hmm. properly, you know, and she's like, nope. And so we have, you know.
That's interesting. Uh-huh. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, because the coats, you know, with all the stuffing that they can slide out.
Exactly.
So the coat will be in there. So what uh-huh. they recommend is bundle them up in blankets, get them in, wrap them around in the blankets.
Yep. Oh,
something
what an
as simple as that.
Bet.
And in this area, I mean, mm-hmm. we're not too many, 2 months away probably, away from having to use those coats. Sorry. A little soon.
Too soon.
But
Dan.
What an important event this is to go to if you have a car seat or if you. You work with, you know, children that have car seats.
Well, mm-hmm. and a couple of things, too, is if you've been in an accident with a car seat, get rid of it.
Yeah.
And many times your car insurance will cover a new car seat.
Yep.
Like, this is not like it just because you just don't know if the structure of that car seat has been compromised in that accident. Mm-hmm. And if it's installed properly and the car seat absorbs the brunt of the energy, I would guess that it is compromised because that's what it's designed to do. So there are a lot of things you learn at this about the safety of your child while in the car, and not just, hey, it's these two straps and this hook and absolutely. Get it tight. I mean, there's a lot to that goes
and
into it.
And another thing, I just want a quick point, that, you know, I don't want to burst anyone's garage sales or anything, but if you're buying a car seat from a garage sale, you don't know the history, you don't know,
right.
Try to stay away from that. If you need car seats, the Walworth County Health and Human Services, the Sheriff's Department, we have grants that are out there
right.
where we can get you one. Contact us if you need one. Again, I'm not trying to take anyone's sales away from a garage sale, but
just trying to keep everybody safe.
Exactly.
That's what you're
if
doing.
You need it and financially you can't afford one, there's a program set up. Contact Walworth County Human Services, Megan Mahara there.
Mm-hmm.
Contact myself at the Sheriff's Department and we will get you what you need.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm guessing if you call any number at Health and Human Services or the Sheriff's Department and say, I heard that I can get a car seat, I'm in need of one, they will point you in the right direction.
Absolutely,
they'll send
yep.
you right to Dan.
Right.
Yep, again,
right to Dan.
Sorry for all the people with garage sales listening today.
You shouldn't, hey, you know what? I mean, I'm sorry, yes, but you know what? You probably shouldn't be, I mean, just because they don't mm-hmm. know, like, mm-hmm. donate it. Would yep. make it, that'll make you feel better. And then let somebody go through it. Is there a way to go through an old car seat to make sure that it's not compromised? Or is
know,
it just...
Probably so many rules
so
that are
just
changing.
Don't
if it's been in a crash, anything above, I believe, 15 miles an hour.
It's done.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you do have to get rid of one, another quick little public service announcement. Before you put it to the curb, cut the straps off. That way no one can pick it up, try to use it.
Right.
So something simple, cut the straps off, try to dismember it as much as you can
mm-hmm.
so that someone doesn't think, hey, I got a car seat
right.
using it. So quick little PSA.
So they're really
there.
Yes. So you're right. It's really not, you shouldn't even donate them because there's really no way for the recipient to tell mm-hmm. if it hasn't been.
I have some that
accident.
I have donated to me from family and friends that I know of.
Right.
And those I'll hold on because if we get a passerby or going through Milwaukee that they get stopped, they don't have a kid in the car. One of my coworkers will contact me, or they know where it is. We'll get it put in.
Something's better than nothing.
And it's one of those where, hey, if you can get it back, great. If not, you're going to use it, take it.
Right.
So, yeah, I will have friends and families that'll, hey, I don't need these anymore. Can
and
you
we
use
know
them?
They've that's not different. Been in an
we
accident.
We know the history
right,
of them.
Right,
we
right.
know they're taken care of. So, yeah, so there is use, but yeah, picking one off the side of the curb, we don't want that.
No.
And if you're in doubt, come to the event on the 21st. We will go through it. We have a recall list right there. We'll check
ooh.
Every suit that comes in because there's so many recalls that people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
We'll check the serial number, the model number. Yep, this latch needs to be replaced. A lot of times we have the replacement parts there. If not, we get you a new one mm-hmm. so that your kid is safe leaving a wave. And again, that's all the benefits of this event on 21st.
That's awesome.
3
that's
o'clock
awesome.
To 6 o'clock.
Yes. You have a busy August coming up.
Yes, and then the fair coming up.
Then
we
the
got
fair.
The fair tent. And speaking of the fair tent, did you ever use my Don't Get Me Started in regards to that we talked about?
I have mentioned it on a couple
good,
of times. Yes,
so,
I have.
Yeah, we actually. Touched a little bit about it today. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
good.
Is that what the fair tent's going to be all about?
The fair tent is going to be there just for people to come by, take a look, education. We're going to do a lot of the push on the new P3 program that we have,
mm-hmm.
which is the anonymous tip line that allows people to text in. We really pushed it in at the high schools this year, and it's paying off.
It's worked.
We're getting information.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we sell it as a quick 50 where if you report a crime or something's happening, but it's really there for if you know something dangerous is going to be entering that school and it's a friend of yours. We don't care. We need to know about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And more people are willing to do that if they can stay anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really going to push that program this year. We're going to just have handouts, coloring books, and that for the kids to come in. But the same concept that we talked about earlier. Come to us.
Right.
Shake our hands. High five us. If you walk by a police officer and he's not engaged in work or anything, give him a knuckles. Give him a high five. We like that, and that's what we want. We don't want the, you're going to go over there if you quit. If you don't stop behaving, I'm going to send
right.
you to them.
I'm not, mm-hmm.
We don't
right.
want that.
Right.
We don't want that. So, yeah.
Parents
so, yeah,
need
August
to stop saying things
yes.
like, if you don't behave, the cops are going to take you to jail. That doesn't help.
No it doesn't.
That's
nope.
not what they'll do anyway.
Right.
Nope.
If you are a child and... Well, this is my opinion. If you're a child and you are completely misbehaving, perhaps the parents need the talking to and
exactly.
not the child. But, you know.
And I've right. been tend to kind of politely kind of bring that up. That you know, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm allowed to say things that you're not allowed to say. This is, yeah.
Exactly.
I
know it works.
Exactly.
But yeah. Here in this booth. Yeah, in this room.
So Tuesday, August 7th, we have a National Night Out at the Fairgrounds. Don't miss that. It's a great event. It's really kind of dramatic, too, like with the light show and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, totally.
It's gonna be cool.
That's awesome. And then, of course, the car seat safety check right here in Lake Geneva at the fire department on the 21st from 3 till 6. Lake 96.1 will be at both of those events because we are uber supportive of law enforcement. Actually, you guys have spoiled us because our all in the entire county in the entire Walworth County area, our law enforcement agencies are friendly, professional. I mean, they are on it. They have spoiled us, because if we go now, if I go elsewhere and have an experience or something, or I'm trying to work something out with and they're not as accommodating and resourceful and just all the thing. I'm like, what kind of
what's happening?
Are you? Do you have you ever spoken to anybody in Walworth County? Like, that's how it's done. And so so you've really spoiled us on just the enormous amount of work that you do, both of course on the law enforcement side as well as the community service side. And so thank you for all the work you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you. You still can't drive a car with lights and sirens, but thank you very much.
One of these days, Nancy.
One of these days.
One of these days. Not sure where, when, but
never. See, it didn't even work.
Darn it.
No. Okay, you're done.
Just kidding. Well, maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Get out. No, we will see you a lot in August, Dan. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dan Nelson with the Walworth County Sheriff's Department joining us this morning. Coming up,
Don't Even Get Me Started.
Right here on Lake 96.1. And now for another edition of
Don't Even Get Me Started.
I have one. Let's just kick it off.
All right.
If you have to tell somebody not to wash and reuse their birth control protection,
what?
You shouldn't be procreating.
Say that again. Like, if you oh my gosh.
You have to be told not to wash and reuse a condom.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Who's doing this?
Keep it in your pants.
Who is doing this? And what?
Kids. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
It was all over
Facebook
last week that they're having to tell people not to do that.
What is happening?
Don't even.
Like, why would anybody even... Okay.
Gross.
That is nasty.
Gross.
Don't do that.
Seriously.
Oh, that is... That's awful. Ridiculous.
There are so many. A lot of things.
I know
there.
It. I have so many things I want to say, but I don't think I can.
I have the lowest tolerance of all for stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. That's basically where this segment started, wasn't it? Is my low tolerance for stupid. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about stupid parents for a minute.
Let's. All right.
Paying for coaches to coach their kids on the video game Fortnite.
They are paying tutors, right? Yeah, coaches, to tutor their kids on video games, on these esports.
There's pressure not to just play, but to be really good at it, said Allie Hicks, a mom who hired a coach for her 10-year-old son in an interview with the Wall Street Journal. You can imagine what it was like for him at school. What the...
How old is this mom? You know what I mean? Like, what?
Her son's 10, so she's probably in her 30s or whatever.
Ridiculous.
Another parent told the newspaper that the coaching is paying off for his 12-year-old, who never used to win at the game at all. According to his father, he can, quote, throw down 10 to 20 wins now. Like, what?
What happened to putting them down, walking away from video games? Or as they're known now as esports, and going outside.
They are not calling that a sport.
They
are.
Are
you kidding me?
They are. They're calling it. They're calling the internet, like the games, gaming esports. Yes, you can't make that up. But they're tutoring. They're hiring coaches and tutors for kids, so that they can be better at video games. What happened at dodgeball?
Well,
let's go back. Let's go way back. What happened?
Oh,
I know. Well, if you want to be violent, do that. What happened to baseball, basketball, football?
Right.
Football. Well, kickball. Okay, get them involved in golf.
Dodgeball is a
I always like dodgeball. I can't help it.
Video game in real life.
What happened to soccer?
What happened to just reading a book?
Right. Good point.
Like, first of all. Let's test these
no
levels
controls.
Of vitamin D in these
there's
kids.
There's no controls with a book.
From sunshine. That's right. That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about ridiculous. Don't even get me started.
Listen, I can think of a lot. This is where I'm thinking of this story. Mm-hmm. I can think of a lot of different ways to spend my money on things, you know, like, oh, I don't know, donating to New Beginnings for people who are being abused and such.
And who?
Tell you something. If you've got kids at school that are bullying your kid because he's not a good video game player, change schools.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. You can't change schools.
No, you can't. But,
but you know what I mean. Like, that's okay. What there's let's solve the problem, not the symptom.
Right.
Like, that's pathetic.
And not enhance somebody's skill level of
video
games.
Because trust me when I tell you, if you put that on your resume, I am a number one Fortnite player. You ain't getting hired here. Mm-mm. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Whatever happened.
That means that you haven't gone out and explored the world. That means you are not a well-rounded person.
You're sitting
because you're in the house on a video game all the time. People need to have experiences to live life.
I know.
Be successful at life. Like,
exactly.
Get off the couch.
Right. Right. Get out outside. Whatever happened to just good old Frogger and good old Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man?
I don't know.
I didn't have a tutor, and I'm okay with it.
I'm clearly not a professional Pac-Manner.
No, I'm not Pac-Manner. But honestly, Frogger was fun.
It was fun.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah.
Just
really
great.
Got squished.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't even get me started. Mine this week is... this happened last month, but they just released a 911 call from a 10-year-old boy who was locked inside the car. And at first, when I was reading this, like, oh, my gosh, that's awful. And thank gosh that he had a cell phone with him. He could call 911 because he couldn't get out. Then the story went on to say that the boy was locked inside by his own mom. She was 34 years old. She was passed out drunk in her car. It was 104 degrees outside that day and approximately 123 degrees inside the car.
And you have the 911 call?
I do. Let's listen.
My mom is really drunk and I'm sitting in the car and it's super hot.
And how long has your mom been gone?
No, she's sitting in the car.
And where are you?
I'm in the car in the back seat and she won't tell me next month.
Can you roll down a window?
Nope. Yeah? Oh,
no.
The windows are locked.
Hey, give the phone to your mother for me, hon.
No, she's just going to hang it up.
Would you be able to just yell at somebody for help?
The windows are locked.
Okay, so my question here is could he not get his seatbelt undone? Can he not, like, how can he not get out of the car? Like, climb over and get out the passenger side or something? Like,
I'm not
was
sure.
There's something going on. Other than the fact that I'm sure he's sitting there going, hey, yes, well, I would love to save myself, you know, the 10-year-old's not going to leave his mom
to be injured
or whatever.
Right. On the audio too, like the 911 operator wanted to talk to his mom and she said no. And he said,
She'll just hang up. Right.
Oh my gosh. My heart just goes out to this young boy who was rescued. The dispatcher stayed on the line until the police got there. So, and he is fine now, but 123 degrees inside the car. I hope that they
This
take
might
him
sound
away.
Excessive, but you know what? They should have rolled up and told that kid to cover himself up with something and busted every single window out of that car.
Because,
you know, it was so hot.
Yes.
It would have cooled down quickly.
Very quickly. Very quickly. But I'm sure she cooled down very quickly inside the clinic.
Reason number 10,422 that I cannot be a law enforcement officer. Just bust all the windows out. Let the hot
I'm
air
glad
out.
That we have this segment. It just makes you feel so much better, doesn't it? I walk out of here feeling like, you know, 10 pounds lifted. Lost 10 pounds.
Well, radio does put 10 pounds on you.
There's always donuts.
Always.
Always. I know.
Like, we can be bribed.
We can.
I know. That's a sad thing.
I like butterscotch frosting. Also chocolate, just in case you're wondering. On my donuts.
I don't have a preference. I'll eat whatever's here. You know what I like on my donuts?
What?
Free.
Oh, free. Absolutely. And with coffee.
Oh, you know who else can be bribed?
Who?
We can to play more music.
We can.
Right here on your station for summer fun. We'll see you next week. Lake 96.1.